A word for you from 1 John chapter 5 verse 10. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. We're not called to believe some man, some ism. It's not that God has called you to have to believe some strange beliefs of a certain church or a way of some cult. No, God has called you to believe what he has said. And what he has said is recorded in his faithful, inerrant, infallible word. And so here we are told that if we believe in the Son of God, and that is the crux of the matter, do we believe in Jesus Christ? And you'll find that chapter 5 is insistent on this point. Nothing else guarantees our salvation but the Son of God. There is no one else, no other name given on earth through whom we can be saved but through the Son of God. For he has dealt with sin on Calvary. He has risen to show life over, power over the death that is the result of sin. And so here, believing in God, believing in the Son of God, causes you to have a witness in you, as it says in the first part of verse 10. The Holy Spirit bears witness in you when you've believed in Jesus, and you recognize that Jesus is the Son of God, and that has caused you to turn away from sin. This same chapter 5 refers to victory over the world, and the one who loves God keeps his commandments. It's not that you are set loose so that you can sin, but you are set loose so that you can obey God and love him through obeying him. And then it says this frightful thing, he who does not believe God has made him a liar. Are you perhaps making God a liar, not believing what he has said? Do you sometimes bring your sins to the cross, and yet you don't believe you are forgiven, even though God has promised that he who confesses his sins, God will forgive, he will cleanse him, because God is righteous? Those verses are found also in the epistles of John, in this very same epistle. Do you believe God, or are you making him a liar?